The Warriors and Trailblazers tangle in a tough-fought Game 3 in Portland, where the Blazers come out on top, but the Warriors battling throughout. Klay Thompson on the attack all evening, 35 points on the night with 5 trays. And Draymond Green kept his foot on the gas pedal as he had 5 three-pointers in the third quarter alone, on the way to 37 points with 9 rebounds and 8 assists to go with 8 total three-pointers this evening. But the Warriors fall in this one, yet still lead the series 2-1 with Game 4 set for Monday. Here's what we heard in the postgame, starting with Klay Thompson.
Klay, you guys had a pretty good first quarter at least. You had a nice start. What do you think happened after the first quarter that kind of fell apart for you guys?
We didn't keep that same edge. You know, we got away from our game plan at times, and you know, we, especially in the offensive end, too many one or two pass shots, and we got to wear these guys down with 5 or more passes and make those guys work out there, play heavy minutes, and we'll make the adjustment Monday.
Hey, Klay, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. Before things kind of got away from you guys, how much fun were you having trading baskets with Damian like that?
Wasn't that much fun because he was scoring at will. So, I mean, he had a great game. A lot of that's on me, you know. I go up against Steph a lot, so you got to treat Lillard like Steph as far as being 30, 35 feet away from the basket, make him get it, put it on the floor, give it up, and we let him get too many rhythm threes off the catch tonight and off the ball screen, and that's where he's deadly. So make the adjustment Monday and play with the same effort, and I'll be good to go.
Roz Goldenwoodie, CSN Bay Area. Klay, Coach Kerr kind of alluded to the ball movement. He didn't think that it was enough in the first half, and he said even though guys were having big scoring nights, he still felt that it wasn't the movement he wanted. So how can you still find your offense while still keeping everyone else involved?
Just move it side to side. I mean, I only played 8 guys a night, heavy minutes, so, you know, we got to realize that. I mean, we played 9 or 10, and you know, we got to make them work on the defensive end, because when you saw it tonight, you know, they're hitting threes in the fourth that they might have been missing the last 2 games, and that's because we were making them work those previous 2 games. And But we'll learn from it, and it was uncharacteristic of us. And luckily, you know, it's first team to 4, so we got a chance to bounce back on Monday.
And again, Draymond Green stayed in the fight all evening. 8 three-pointers, 8 of 12 from beyond the arc with 37 points. Here's what he said afterwards.
I think the first quarter, you know, we were really good defensively, but the urgency wasn't there. Like, they got every loose ball, like, they were desperate, and I'm sure they were. But, you know, I felt like there was, we should have been up 10, 12, 15 points coming out of that first quarter, and we were only up 6, and that was pretty much them getting second chance shots, so just coming up with loose balls. So the urgency definitely wasn't there, and it's, you know, I think that's what cost us, because if we come out with that urgency like we needed to, that team had doubt. I could tell in the first quarter they had doubt, and we didn't take advantage of that. Then you let them get going and hit a couple shots. Now they're feeling good about themselves. So it's the urgency definitely wasn't there, and that's my fault.
Monty Poole, Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. First of all, why do you put that on you for the urgency not being there? And second of all, when you look at this game, do you blame it more on defense or offense or overall execution?
I put it on me, because that's what I do. You know, I got to bring that sense of urgency for us, and I don't think I really brought it, you know, from the start. So, you know, that's my fault, and I'm not afraid to say that. You know, I know, like, we need to be better in that department, and it falls on my shoulders. So I'll be better, and we'll be better with it. And I think defense and offense, and the reason I say that is because if we make them work on the defensive end, Dame ain't hitting those shots in the fourth quarter. You saw that in game 2, you know, but he had to work. Tonight it was kind of easy on him, you know, so we got to make them work a little bit more on the defensive end, offensive end for us, and then all those shots that he was hitting are going. So more importantly, I think our offense hurt our defense, because we weren't very good offensively.
Kevin Arnovitz, ESPN.com. You mentioned that Portland had doubt What does doubt look like in an opponent?
You could just tell they were unsure about everything that they were doing there in the first quarter. And then all of a sudden, like I said, you get a couple offensive rebounds, hit a couple shots, that's when the crowd get into it. You know, so that's kind of what happened for them. You know, I think, you know, right there in their first quarter, they felt like they were on the ropes, and we didn't really take advantage of that. Now, you know, they're feeling like, you know, they can do it, and I know we know otherwise. So it's you can expect game four to be a battle, at least from us.
Remind you talk about the loose balls, not and maybe some other little things. There are some of those things what Steph can cover up, and maybe that's a little bit of a difference that you're seeing in the playoffs.
I mean, obviously, like we've said before, it makes a difference when Steph is out there, but we got to come up with those no matter who's on the floor. And, you know, you come up with those loose balls, and you know, I think to start the game off, because that's what sets the tone. You know, and so you come up with those loose balls and start the game off, set the tone the way we want it going, and I think you got a completely different ball game. So that, you know, that's regardless of who's on the floor. You know, we've proven we can beat them without Steph on the floor, but, you know, we got to stick with the game plan and make sure we're locked in. You know, we're getting the 50-50 balls. We're controlling the glass. When we've controlled the glass all of game one and really the second half of game two, we control the game. You know, so coming up with that stuff is very vital, no matter who's on the floor.
Draymond, Ron Krejcik from San Francisco Chronicle. What specifically did you guys not do on defense that you usually do?
I think I was awful defensively. You know, and you know, when you look at, I mean, like Dame getting 40, that's not going to beat us if we don't let, you know, Aminu get 23, Crab off the bench get, you know, 10, and you know, if we cover those guys, Dame 40 doesn't beat us. You know, CJ's 22 really don't beat us if we cover the other guys. And you know, I think a big part of that fell on me. You know, closing out to Aminu, letting him drive, like all that stuff. You gotta do one or the other. So if Aminu's going to beat us with shots, then we gotta be stopping Dame and CJ. Or vice versa. If we ain't stopping those guys, no one else can be getting off. And, you know, tonight, all of that happened. So, you know, we got to be better at that, and, you know, we will. But, you know, when I look at this game, I don't think I set the tempo, you know, or did, you know, set the tone on the defensive end, you know, for my team. And, you know, being a leader of this team, you got to lead your troops. So I think, you know, when I look at this game, I think it was my worst game of the series, and everybody will look and say, oh, you had 37, 9, and 8, two turnovers. Like, oh, that's cute, but I didn't do what I do for this team. I don't feel like I led my troops tonight, and I feel like I was horrendous on the defensive end. And, you know, when I look at my season, I still say my best game was in OKC, and I had 1 point, you know, but I feel like I controlled the game on the defensive end. I wasn't very good on that side of the ball tonight. And, you know, I can't blame anybody else. It was me. It's my fault. So we'll be better there, and I'll be better, and we'll win.
I was going to ask you about the 37 points. Just do you think they were kind of giving you that shot? Was that where you were taking it? And once you started hitting it, they still kept giving it to you?
No, they stopped trying to give it to me. They changed up their coverage. I told Ed Davis, like, bro, you better change your coverage. I'm going to keep hitting shots. And they tried to change it, but I found a way to find shots somehow. My guys got me the ball in great position, and I was able to score. So, you know, they can continue to give it to me, and I'm going to continue to shoot it. But I got to be better in other areas. I can really care less about my shot. That is what it is. Some nice shots will fall. Some nights they won't. I don't really worry about my shot.
Draymond, Chris Kizer, Portland Tribune. Bogut getting his fifth foul early in the third, does that have any effect on the defense as well, not having him out there?
It always has an effect. You know, he's a defensive anchor out there for us, so it definitely, you know, has an effect on us, you know, when he's not out there. But, you know, that's how the game's called. It's nothing we can really do about it, but our problem on the defensive end started long before Bogut picked up his fifth foul. Our problem on the defensive end started, I think, the beginning of the second quarter.
And after this 120-108 loss here in Game 3 in Portland, this is what we heard from head coach Steve Kerr in the postgame.
Steve, Tim Kawakami, San Jose Mercury News. You had Draymond scoring 37, Clay with 35, I believe, and no one else had more than 10. Did you think there was an offensive imbalance there? What was going on with some of the other players on your team? Was it a little tentative maybe offensively?
I didn't think we moved the ball like we normally do, especially in the first half. We were in a rush. Shots are going to go in or they're not. But sometimes when there's a rhythm to the game and the ball's moving, shots are more likely to go in. So I just thought we had too many quick shots early in the game, never really got into our offensive flow.
Steve, Ron Krejcik from the San Francisco Chronicle. What about defense? I mean, that's the most points, obviously, you guys have allowed. Is that them just shooting well, or how much of it is your defense?
I thought our defense was pretty good to start the game, but we couldn't get a loose ball or a rebound to save our lives. And so we were forcing a lot of misses, but it didn't matter. We weren't completing the possessions, and then we kept fouling them. I mean, that was really the difference in the game until the fourth quarter was the free throw disparity. And we were fouling jump shooters. We were committing silly fouls. And I think through three quarters, you know, we were down like 12, 13 points at the end of the third, and we had been outscored from the free throw line by 14 or something like that. So we weren't sharp. We didn't play very well at either end.
Speaking of the foul, you look like you're getting pretty vocal on the sideline there with the officials. Not trying to bait you into a fine here, but were you upset with the officiating in any way?
No, I thought it was excellent.
Was it as excellent as if you've seen it?
Yes, maybe even more so. We did not get beat because of any calls. We got beat because they outplayed us.
Diamond Leong with the Bay Area News Group. Steve, how much does Steph's absence change what you guys do off the bench as well in terms of?
Steph's absence changes the rotation. Obviously, we have to kind of mix and match a little bit more. We don't have the luxury of kind of staying with a set rotation. We have to read, you know, what's going on and play different people based on what we see and what we need. So, but that's all right. We've got a lot of players who can play, and they've been ready to perform all year. We've had a lot of great seasons from different people on the bench, and they should all be ready to go.
Over here, Steve. Monty Poole, CSN Bay Area. For a while there, especially in the second half, it looked like your defensive rotations were kind of all over the place. What did you see specifically from your defense over the final three quarters?
Well, they made some tough shots. I mean, obviously Lillard made a lot of step back threes, and we know they're going to make tough shots. You know, both he and McCollum, but I just didn't feel like we played with the desperation that's necessary to win a playoff game.
Steve, you didn't play Spates until the second half. Didn't get his regular second quarter rotation. You explain what the thinking was there.
Everything we do, every substitution pattern or move we make is based on what we're seeing. So at that time, we just decided to do something different.
Over here again, Steve. Once again, you didn't get much out of Harrison. Is there anything you can say or do that kind of help him along a little bit here?
It's the way the game goes. Sometimes the ball goes in, sometimes it doesn't. So his shot didn't go tonight. We didn't get a lot of shots or a lot of made field goals from some guys who normally make them, and that happens. So the main thing is to just focus on the details that we can control, the defense and the rebounding and the loose balls, and just compete like crazy. And I thought we got outworked, and that's what we have to fix for game four. We got to work harder.
And the Warriors and Trailblazers play game four here on Monday in Portland, with game five now set for Wednesday night at Oracle Arena. With this Warriors Sound post-game recap, I'm Lawrence Scott.